るキャリア、時代の声を聞く。 F コミは心を揺さぶる転職、キャリアアップに役立つメッセージをポッドキャストとビデオキャストで配信します。皆様のポジティブなキャリアアップを図るために、さまざまなキャリアを積んだ方、著名人、知識人、外国人、企業人事関係者のインタビューをお届けします。第82回 F コミポッドキャスト、今回も中日ラトビア共和国大使ペーテリス・バイバルス氏にお話を伺います。外交の仕事に限らず、一人何役もこなしながらヨーロッパ各国の大使を務めていたところで、ある日日本での大使館立ち上げ準備の命を受ける。準備をしているうちに自分が大使に抜擢され、日本に留まることになる。第2話、大使館をゼロから立ち上げるという退任を受け、準備をしていたら大使に抜擢。ゼロからの大使館立ち上げ。
And that helped a lot for me to start diplomatic career from the very scratch as a desk officer for Baltic countries and Nordic countries. And then gradually my career went up. In 1995 I went to work for our embassy in Helsinki as deputy chief of mission and person responsible for economical contacts. It was from 1995 to 1997. Then at 1997 I was appointed as ambassador to Ukraine, so I moved from Helsinki to a totally different part of the world, which was still under intensive process of changes and reforms, and it was Ukraine. And from Ukraine I was also covering so-called on non-residential basis. I was also responsible for Romania and Moldova, so two more very interesting countries. And until 2000 I was working in that part of Europe, in that region. And then at 2000 the position of Undersecretary of State in Foreign Ministry was offered to me, and I returned back to Foreign Ministry as Undersecretary or Deputy State Secretary, responsible for administration and legal affairs. It means that my responsibility was to make all this machine, which is called Foreign Ministry, to function. I was responsible for budget, for finances, for information technologies, for internal external security of networks, for file management, for construction works, for basically for everything which is not a real content of diplomacy, like political contacts and economical contacts, but administration and legal services of foreign ministry. So this was my responsibility. And when in mid actually not mid, but when around 2005 there was a very strong commitment from Latvian government to open an embassy in Japan. On May I came actually to Japan to make some draft of or estimate of costs needed to open an embassy in Japan. So I came here because it was my direct responsibility. And when I returned back and presented this everything to our government to ask for a budget for new embassy, somehow it happens that question raised, maybe I want to go by myself to do all this here. And actually I accepted that with great pleasure, and I felt huge interest towards Japan. I felt enormous interest to be here as a first ambassador, to start everything basically from zero, to build an embassy here. And it was a challenge on one hand, but on the other hand it was definitely an honor, great honor, to be in a country which is second largest economy in the world, really great player in the world, and so it was how everything developed basically. A lot of people in 1990, 1991, 1992 changed their careers very much because it was regaining of independence for Latvia, but basically we didn't have functional market economy, we didn't have our state institutions because everything was dictated from Moscow, everything was guided from Moscow. We had all these institutions before occupation until 1940. So, but then from 1940 to 1990, 50 years, everything was basically stopped. And only our grandparents were those who remembered independent state, functioning of independent state. And actually, honestly, in that period, before Second World War, Latvia was among well-developed European countries. It was not like a very poor, distant place. No, we were basically, by our development, by different indicators, economical indicators, we were on the same level like Denmark, like Netherlands. We were atop Poland or Finland even in that time. So we were tough competitors with Sweden in different markets. So Latvia was quite a normally well-developed country, and then it was stopped.
次回も中日ラトビア共和国大使ペーテリス・バイバルス氏最終話の配信を行います。 F コミでは今後も著名人、知識人、外国人のキャリアに関するインタビューを配信し、心を揺さぶる転職、キャリアアップに役立つメッセージをお届けします。なお、同じ番組を映像付きのビデオキャストでも配信しています。アルファベットの F とカタカナのコミで検索し、ぜひサイトにアクセスしてください。サイトアドレスは http://carrier-finders.net。 オープニング・エンディングの音源素材は音の葉っぱ様よりご提供いただいています。